Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Possum Hour?
Do you know what a lengua larga is?
Sure, it's one with a long tongue.
Do you know what we do with him?
Quiet, Carlos.
You're not a lengua larga, are you?
Don't be so tough so early in the morning. I haven't even had my coffee yet.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Awesome Hour themes.
like is looking at you, kid. Come on, let's share gas.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Home life.
Rory Calhoun.
Music, man. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Undercover. No, Possum Hour. Alright. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week has full of promise and may Possum Hour set you on that path. You never knew. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Gabagoo Stromboli Bombs and Deep Dish Chicago-style chamber pots. We thank them again for their patronage. You know, you don't hear many chamber pot jokes anymore, kids. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided by Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. GTO says that he gave up singing because he was told he sounded like a dying mule. Oh, that's a good one. Ford says Rory Calhoun turned down the role of Jock Ewing on Dallas, which of course went to Jim Davis, another great cowboy actor. I did not know that. I think he was on Dallas at one point or something. Could have had it all, man. Well, you're listening to Grenache. Monday nights, it's us, Plossmeyer. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's top 10 list of his personal disappointments. This Wednesday at 3:45, join Flip Jim Dribble with his guest, Farno Van Buttress, inventor of the self-lubricating Q-tip. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster with a list of grievances. And then Friday, it's Friday. The week worth of worthwhile time-wasting right here on Earth. Well, the phone lines will be opens in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Well, first, a word from our sponsor.
I gained 53 pounds.
Did she say gain weight?
I gained 53 pounds with
Grenache
Weight Gainer.
That's right. Introducing
Grenache
Weight Gainer, the weight gain pill.
I've been skinny most of my life.
Grenache.
Weight Gainer totally changed my life.
Grenache.
Weight Gainer is a safe, effective, and patented weight gain pill.
I searched and searched online, and I finally found
Grenache.
Weight Gainer. It took me only 3 months to gain 30 pounds.
I went from 150 to 175 in just 3 months.
All in all, I gained 53 pounds, and I'm super pumped.
I look and feel better than ever.
Gain the weight you want or your money back guaranteed. Order today and we'll include the exclusive weight gain guidebook, a $19.99 value free. Call now and we'll also upgrade your order to rush processing, a $6.99 value absolutely free. That's right. Save over $25 when you call or visit
Grenache.
WeightGainer.com now.
Hello?
Well, I had an ice cream store around the corner. I met a little gal, she's a goner. I clicked and coke, I threw a straw. I told the man, give me more, more, more of my ice cream, baby. My ice cream, baby. Oh, she looks so sweet, she can't be that ice cream, baby, of mine. Well, ice cream, baby, you know you look so fine.
Commodore Decker. Commodore Decker. Commodore Decker.
Commodore Decker.
Commodore Decker. Commodore Decker, there's a studio.
Thank you. Oh, please. Enough. It's too much. So far, Professor R.J. Gumby has not shown up for the program. Now, considering he hasn't been feeling well, quite understandable, and I don't want to bother him, because he might be deeply into an old man nap that is making all the difference in the world. Hopefully he's sleeping off a big turkey dinner, crying out loud. Well, hopefully he'll show up. Oh, boy. Alrighty. Well, I hope everybody's having a good Monday. Yeah, he's around. He's okay. I think Ford says he was on Fuck Boo earlier. So, yeah. He's probably catching some Z's. We're old. Ford was adding some trivia, some Rory Calhoun trivia. He tried out for Jim West on Wild Wild West. And they made the right decision, man, because, you know, old boy did his own stunts there. Robert Conrad. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to send you a reminder, GT. Send me a reminder to send you a reminder next week. Yeah. That's the ticket. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. We got a nice-looking lounge over there. We're talking baseball, too, Ford, with the plays at the plate. I don't know about that. See, that guy, according to the rule, your guy was safe because of the you can't block the plate, but I don't know, man. It's kind of a wimpy rule. And my Asian guy, he didn't end up working out. He got DFA'd the other day. Yoshi Tsutsugo. What a great name, man. I had such high hopes. Here he is, man. Gonna come over and hit dingers all day long. I had like a 125 average. No dingers. You're there for the dingers, dude. That's it. You know, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but we need dingers out of your ass, man. That's part of the deal. No, Gumby is not here, Apple Cheeks. Sorry to say. He is, I'm guessing, sawing logs. So, moving right along. The timing of the catcher awaiting the ball while he's... Okay, wait a minute. The wording of the rule doesn't take into account the timing of the catcher awaiting the ball while he's trying... Yeah, it's just a weird rule, man. I don't know. I kind of think the catcher owns the plate, and if the ball gets there before the runner, he's meat. You know, sorry, dude. It's all over for you. I don't know. But I do like that putting a guy on second in the extra innings and shit thing. That's pretty cool. All righty. We got something to blow up here. This is a rerun. Where's my...
And now an encore presentation.
Oh, boy. I bet you everybody's just... Overjoyed. Gonna blow up Chicago. Pretty sure this is Peter Cetera. Ford says they will likely clarify the wording of that rule during the offseason. I hope they do. I hope they do, man. Because that's a weird, it's just too sketchy. What do they mean? What do they mean? What do they mean when you say, what do I mean? Mother's milk, grain juice, as it were. All right, here we go. Blowing up the group Chicago, but mostly just the Peter Cetera guy, because he kind of fucked up the group, I thought. All right, hit it.
We do an illusion act in vaudeville. He's a magician. He makes things disappear.
I got an uncle who can make things disappear. Is he a magician? No, he's a kleptomaniac. Oh!
If you leave me now, whoa! Take away the biggest part of me.
Go! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Ooh, no, baby, please don't go.
Oh! 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 Oh!
You take away the very heart of me.
once you draw a mile, in 5 steps.
Could we let it drift away?
Where's my pants? Where's my pants? Where's my damn pants? Where's my goddamn pants?
I die live. They die dead.
It's a capulla, capulla.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
What kind of shit is that?
That's fuck Putin, man. That's what that is. You know what I'm saying over there? Okay. Space Force. Why don't they got Space Force now? Why don't they send Space Force over there to take Putin on? Drop some space garbage on him. Boom, 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 boom. Really? Ford says he's becoming less and less impressed with Zelensky, the leader of the Ukraine. I'm not sure which is right. He seems to be losing his grip on reality. Well, I hope not. Certainly hope not. He's got a great future in, like, t-shirt ads. He looks great in a t-shirt. He's no stranger to show business. But he certainly is acting like a leader, I think, but I haven't seen him lately, so I will take your judgment. But I kind of like him. Can you imagine, like, if we got attacked and Uncle Bobo was in there, he'd be like, shit in his pants. Pants pooping would commence. Huge massive dumps. Alrighty. There's some good music, roll call music, man. This is not it. This is music to, what do I got? I watched the Poseidon Adventure the other day. It's on the YouTube. I hadn't seen that in a month of Sundays. That's one of the greatest casts ever. You got Ernest Borgnine, Gene Hackman, for crying out loud. Shelley Winters, Jack Albertson. Red Buttons. And Leslie Nielsen as the captain. What the fuck, man? And it is a great movie. It really is a great... I remember when I was a little kid, my dad took me to see it, and I was literally on the edge of my seat. I thought it was the greatest movie I'd ever seen. It was just so cool. I wanted to sit through it a second time, and the old man's like, hey, let's get out of here. So, but that was fun. And then Ernest Borgnine says, Roddy McDowell, I forgot about him. And Ernest Borgnine says when Shelley Winter bites it, oh, spoiler alert, he says, lady, you had guts. Great line. Lady. She was great. Everybody was great. I did notice one thing, though. The two babes, Stella Stevens, and the young girl, Pamela Sue Martin, they both had, like, very skimpy outfits that, like, you could see their panties and stuff, and they were both wearing, they got all the way through that fucking shit wearing high heels. I mean, they should have got some recognition for that, man. Walking on all this things with open grates with high heels, man. I don't think so. And then the worst thing about the movie, the thing I gotta give it a thumbs down. Mrs. Rogo, Stella Stevens, takes Ernest Borgnine's shirt. Put on because she supposedly doesn't have any underwear on, like a bra, and you can clearly see a bra several times later on in the movie because you know at that point everybody's gonna be looking. So, but boy, she was woo-hoo, she was holding up well. I tell you. Alrighty, enough of that sexist claptrap. Ooh, here's a good one. Alrighty. There they are. Possum Lounge. Pamela Sue Martin, man. She was cutie. And Eric Shea, the little boy. Oh, that was the one. That's one other thing I wanted to mention about Poseidon Adventure. The part where the little boy wanders off. He goes into the bathroom, and the toilets are upside down, which is a great scene. And then later on, Gene Hackman has to go rescue him, and he's dragging him out in the water and everything. And the funniest line I've ever read in Mad Magazine was in the Poop Side Down Adventure parody. And he's... they have the upside down bathroom, and then... Reverend Scott's heroically rescuing the little shit. He goes, and it's a line from the movie. He goes, I had to go to the bathroom. And then in the mad version, Gene Hackman says, yeah, but did you have to flush? I don't know. That one still makes me laugh. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Thank goodness. we have some weird job offers during the news, so stay tuned for that, man. One's like taking naps. Like, I'm totally down for that, man. You know, an opportunity. Really cool today, man. I had this one gig I had to check on for like 2 weeks from now, or a week from Saturday, and I'm like, oh, I got to do that today. I open up my email, I get a text from the lady. Oh, yeah, I need to send you this shit. What's your email? And I'm like, sweet. You know, don't you love that when the thing you have to do just kind of does itself? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beauty. All right. I go with this one. I'll go with this one. All right. I don't know where Gumby is, Dr. Cake. I figure he's napping. Or maybe he's feeling under the weather. But everybody send your thoughts and prayers. Professor R.J. Gumby. That's a tie-in. GT says he was sold on eBay. And he went for the low, low price of $11.97. That's a good one, GT. There's Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Or any of these guys. Humans all are great. Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake, and of course, Ford Prefect. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know why he gets fun music, but thank you for coming, sir. It wouldn't be a catastrophic massive dump without Ford Prefect. Oh, it wouldn't be me without me. It wouldn't be Ford Prefect without Ford Prefect. Absolutely. I can vouch for that. All right. And that's our Canadian contingent. From south of the border, we have the strongest man on the internets, G.T. Trenton. G.T.O. he's been on eBay again, man. Quit selling my co-hosts, man. First the Fleet Admiral, and then John Link, and All Liquor Man. I mean, there's a long list. He's just blown through. All righty. Thanks for coming, though, sir. Keep up those feats of strength. And finally, it's other people's eyes. A man with 4,000 record LPs. I need to do a count of my 78s. I got a shit ton of 78 records. I need to figure out what I have and catalog that crap. Oh, yeah, the lovely Reverend Wendy, which she went for $1,025 on eBay. A nice round sum. Well, she's a nice round gal. I mean, no, I don't mean that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But thank you for coming, Ope. Nicest people you ever want to meet on the planet. He's swinging a hot bat. He's got two kids. And there they are. Dr. Cake is not for sale, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So, log out of eBay. Oh, yeah, the Ventures Collection. Nice, Ford. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. And in spirit, Professor R.J. Gumby and me.
Are we on?
Back in five.
All right, let's go.
And three, two.
We are back, and I'm joined now by this fucking guy. Senator Cruz, gun violence has become an epidemic in this country, yet your party continues to offer little more than thoughts and...
Look, all of us have had people who've lost loved ones, and then the first thing you do when someone has lost a loved one is you reach out and say, hey, I'm lifting you up in prayer. I'm praying for you, your family.
Yeah, that's cute. But with all due respect... prayers don't stop these horrific tragedies. And should you really be sending out any more thoughts? I mean, you barely have any coming in to begin with. Because you're dumb.
and the modern day left is more and more extreme. They have this bizarre antipathy to God and to prayer.
Well, it seems the modern day right is more interested in firearms than in children's safety, veterans, health care, you know, fashion and moisturizing, obviously.
But the Democrats' proposal every time is always the same, which is take away guns.
Damn, it's scary just to check the news on your phone when we're living in a war zone. What, again? Jeez, not again, please. How can there be such nonchalance from Republicans? Here they come again with their favorite response. Thoughts and prayers. Tweet your corny last respect. Screw the laws and background check. Who needs common sense? Sing a song like Pence. Thoughts and prayers, that would be appropriate if they all were running Hallmark stores. Thoughts and prayers won't save our lives, so go shove yours.
May God's peace be with you.
Yeah. Mental country's in the shitter. What would Jesus post on Twitter? Every day looks like a scene from Private Ryan. What they're selling, I ain't buying.
Here's the situation. It's the gun-free school zones. Those are the biggest problems.
That ain't it, girl. Cut the shit, girl. Seems this playbook, the GOP's open fire and cue the choir. And Lindsey's back on his knees for thoughts and prayers. Who needs rational reform? Guess it's nightmares just the norm. While they're taking shots, just think happy thoughts. Talk your wares when you'd rather please your base and your up DNRA's asshole. Thoughts and prayers do not save lives. Try gun control.
I'm not going to apologize for thoughts or prayers.
Legislation. Honey, what a waste. Gross inaction can gain you traction if you just copy and paste more thoughts and prayers. When the problem's getting worse, quote your favorite Bible verse. So compassion is so in fashion, cause no one cares. It's the dog and pony show. Keep your holy rosary on the shelf. Thoughts and prayers do not save lives. Thoughts and prayers. Take your thoughts and prayers and go far.
May God's peace be with you.
Because you're dumb.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Okay, I'm unmuted.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, isn't it cute? All right, let's see. Let's go deep into the background music world of my switchboard. Oh, I like this. Kahlua. Oh, we've done this one. It's a beauty. A little Hawaiian. Heck yeah. So yeah, Poseidon Adventure. And then, that Ford says I should have muted the song, but oh well. Hey man, shit happens. Alright, moving right along, and we don't have, I mean, that's the politics end of the show. Uncle Bobo got his little bungalow down here in Florida got raided by the federales today. That's about it. Nothing to see here. Moving right along. My obsession with Audie Murphy, of course. Audie Murphy is great because, like, you got John Wayne. I love John Wayne. Don't get me wrong. But John Wayne just plays a badass in the movies, right? Whereas Audie Murphy plays a badass in movies, but he actually was a badass. And, I don't know, he killed all kind of dudes in the war, man. He was insane, man. He kicked ass. But I love his movies. The opening bit was from, what are they called? The Gunrunners. Something like that. The good flick. Eddie Albert was the bad guy. That was kind of cool. Man, that dude was ripped, man. He must have been hitting the gym there back in those days. Old Eddie Albert? Heck yeah. Ah, beauty. All right, how about a quickie?
That'd be perfectly fine with me.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're in agreement, D. All right. Yikes. This is, let's see. I guess this is a word from our sponsor.
This is where your ice cream comes from.
Oh.
The creamy poop of a mystic unicorn. Totally clean, totally cool, and soft serve straight from a sphincter. They're good at pooping. But you know who sucks at pooping? You do. That's because when you sit on a porcelain throne, this muscle puts a kink in the hose and stops the Ben and Jerry's from sliding out smoothly. Is that a problem? I don't know. Are hemorrhoids a problem? Because sitting at this angle can cause hemorrhoids, bloating, constipation, and a buttload of other crap. And seriously, unicorn hemorrhoids? The glitter gets everywhere. But what happens when you go from a sit to a squat? Voila, this muscle relaxes and that kink goes away faster than Pegasus laying sweet sherbet dookie. Now your colon's open and ready for battle. That's because our bodies were made to poop in a squat, and now there's a product that lets you squat in your own home. Introducing the Squatty Potty. No, Squatty Potty is not a joke. And yes, it will give you the best poop of your life, guaranteed. I don't just mean you bloated lords and hemorrhoidal ladies. I mean everyone. Kink? Unkink. Kink? Unkink. It's simple science, really. Can't get the last scoop out of the carton. With the Squatty Potty, you get complete elimination. Spend too much time on the chamber pot? The Squatty Potty makes you go twice as fast or your money back. I scream, you scream, and plop, plop, baby. Maybe you're sore from squeezing out solid globs of rocky road. The Squatty Potty gives you a smooth stream of froyo that glides like a virgin swan. Plus, when you're done, it tucks neatly out of sight, thanks to its innovative, patented design. Truly a footstool fit for a constipated king. So, if you're a human being who poops from your butt, click here to order your Squatty Potty today at squattypotty.com. You wish you'd tried it years ago. And if you don't trust a prince, how about your doctor? Shark Tank, HuffPost, NPR, Men's Health, Howard Stern? He poops from his butt. They're all crazy about the Squatty Potty. Not to mention the 2,000 Amazon users who gave the Squatty Potty 5 stars, including the author of this moving haiku.
Oh, Squatty Potty, you fill me with endless joy, yet leave me empty.
So order your Squatty Potty today. I'm not saying it will make your poop as soft as this cookies and cream, but I'm not saying it won't. Squatty Potty, the stool for better stool. Pooping will never be the same. And neither will ice cream.
Oh, where's my sound effect now? Come on, man. Gee willikers. I can never get anything right. No, I can't. Son of a gun. Where is it, man? Oh, man. I had such great timing earlier in the show, and now...
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
That's a real product, the Squatty Potty. Apparently a real thing. And that's the progress of the show so far. All righty. What were we talking about? John Wayne. John Wayne dying in Sands of Iwo Jima. Classic heroic shit. And one of my favorite anecdotes there, anecdotes. Oh, I got an anecdote. I got my Clue Gallagher anecdote I got to share, too. I saw this one on the Dick Cavett reruns. And, like one of my favorite actors, and I'm blanking on him. hold on. I just need to see his fucking face. Bruce Dern, thank you. Boy, I'm getting old. Bruce Dern shoots John Wayne in the back. Okay, in the Cowboys. This is how he, John Wayne, fights the big one, man. He won't. Oh, that's right. He was killed in the Alamo, too, Ford says. Forgot about that one, yeah. Everybody was killed in that one. Even I died. It was crazy. Came back, though, on the third day.
On the morning of the second day.
Anyway, so John Wayne, he shoots John Wayne in the leg and the arm, and he's shooting him all over the place. And John Wayne, fuck, go fuck yourself. Turns around and walks away. And Bruce Dern's like, go, 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 because this is after they had a big knockdown drag-out fight where Wayne pretty much crushed his head and he's all bloodied and shit. And Bruce Dern was never more maniacal, and he shoots him in the back. Booyah! Steals the herd, takes off. And Dick Cavett said something like, you know, you're going to be hated for killing John Wayne. And he said, well, that article just came out, the interview with him. I think he'll be pretty popular in the college campuses. Because John Wayne had kind of made a bad Playboy interview around that time. Anyway, my real anecdote is Clue Gallagher. For Clue, I meet him at this horse show thing. And I'm like fanboy, right? Clue Gallagher, actually. And I'm like, cool. I already had my autograph picture, Clue Gallagher, because some nice lady on Facebook hooked me up with it. But here I am in person with him, so I bought another one for my buddy Gigantor, Space Age Robot. Because he and I had watched The Killers with Lee Marvin, Ronald Reagan, Norman Fell, Angie Dickinson, John Cassavetes, and, of course, Clue Gallagher. And they made Claude Akins cry in one scene, which was mind-blowing. And that was the scene we were both kind of blown away by Clue's acting chops, you know. So, anyway, I got to meet Clue, and he's signing the thing, and he gets his $20, you know, so he's going to give me a little bit of action for my money. And he said, I know, to make a long story shorter. And so I'm fanboying it up. I go, oh, my God. This guy, Gigantor, and I, we loved it. We watched the Killers together. We just couldn't get over the fact that you were doing this and that and blah, 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 blah. And the other actors, you didn't even say a word in the scene, but you stole the scene. And when I said that, he holds up his hand, and then he taps the lady next to him, and he goes, I guess his assistant, he goes, would you get my tape recorder? I want to get this down. That was very cool, man. And he signed, You Heard Wrong, on Gigantor's picture. He even drew a little picture of a guy on there and everything. He was a cool guy, man. That was a fun one. I didn't get to see the Virginian that time. He had the vapors or something. Didn't show up. Anyhow, I reckon it's that time again, ladies and germs. Where is that time again? Oh, we got to spin the wheel, of course. Let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
So Clue is a cool guy, and I thought that was very funny. I'm going to get this down. He just whispered everything. You know, like, lean in, you know, to hear what Clue was saying. But he was, what a cool guy, man. He was all wrapped up. He must have had, like, really old guy thing where they'd get cold. He was bundled. Nice dude, though. Rest in peace, sir. And you too, Rory Calhoun, wherever you are. Yeah, I know. The 3 minutes. I don't think this is your fault, Fjord. I punted on that weird one you sent today. I said, you know what? That'll hurt him, man. I hope my sound's 5x5, because it sounds like shit here on the phone. But then again, it is Possum Hour. No, that wasn't the 3 minutes cake. That was a word from our sponsor, the Happy Crapper or whatever. What was that? The Happy Crapper? The poop? We'll figure it out. And the Squatty Potty. That was it. All right. In lieu of Squatty Potties, it's 3 minutes. You never get back.
It was Cucumber the First. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his celery, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't threat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my feeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over to the grain station. I got there just in time to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. No one got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Vega. Passing my usual stop, I got off Ecado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station pumpkin gas. Well, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourd. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see Artie choke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Like most Mapled couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm gonna leave you for basil, you fruit. He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. My little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes, me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel, and that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you, so mulch. It's a garden out there.
That was Kip Adada. With life in the slaw lane.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Hey,
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah. We got a new sound effect on the news here. Super pumped. Kipadada, yeah, man. Oh, he put in his time writing that one. Get that right, Jacques. Is there anything I wanted to add? What? Appletique says, what the heck? Netflix adds Canada filter to American shows by removing scenes where characters wear shoes inside the house. Oh? Okay. That's interesting. What the fuck? Alright, man. That's weird. That's really weird. She's just like, it's that important. Hey, what the fuck? I'm just saying, WTF. With an exclamation point on there. Okay, if we run out of shit to do, I've got 16 terrible facts about the American founding fathers that didn't make the history books. Those are always fun. This is weird stuff. In science, the Earth just started spinning faster than ever before, and scientists are gravely concerned. The Earth completed an entire rotation 1.59 milliseconds under 24 hours, and they are alarmed. This would require to keep civil time, which is based on the super steady beat of atomic clocks, a instep with solar time. Excuse me. Which is based on the movement of the sun across the sky. What's that about, man? I thought the days were going, I could feel it, you know, I was like, man, I'm getting older really quick. What the hell's going on? That Earth is spinning faster. There you go. All right. All Canadians take their shoes off at the door, says Ford. Well, that's cool. I got it when I go over my kid's house. I'll call them the kids now. My son and his wife. They're married. Hey! Yeah, she's, no dogs in the crib. That's a rule. Maybe she's part Canadian. Put them. Anyhow, moving right along. Here's those jobs I was talking about, the job search shit. Now, the first one is a New York-based mattress company. This is the one I'm thinking of applying for. They're seeking professional sleepers to get paid for taking naps. I think that might be Gumby's gig tonight. He's taking a professional nap and documenting the experience on social media. Oh, you'd have to tell everybody about your sleep. But, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I slept on my arm all wrong for a while. It was numb. I had to get up and go to the bathroom. Anyway, applications are being accepted through August 11th. So we only got a couple of days to get in on this. I'm not saying what the pay rate is, though, so it's probably not that great. I make $500 a night to sleep. I'll stay up for free, but sleeping will cost you. Applecheek says she hopes that Gumby doesn't burn a hole in his mattress with his cigar. Because he's always smoking a cigar. He came out of his mother's womb smoking a cigar. Alright, now here's the other one. This one's for you, Applecheeks. A Canadian company announced it is seeking a chief candy officer to make up to, get this, 78 big ones a year. 78 G's. working from home, and taste testing candy. I think Dr. Cake might be interested in this one as well. Candy Funhouse, an online retailer, posted a job on LinkedIn seeking a chief candy officer. Being the head taste... Oh, what the hell? Go for it, GTO, you know. Anyhow, imagine your best memories around candy and having that work every day at work, Candy Funhouse Chief Executive Officer said. 78 grand a year, man. Open to anyone over the age of 5. Cool. Can you imagine that? Sitting around eating candy, man. That'd be the end of what's left of my teeth, though. Jeez, sitting around eating candy all day. Plus, I'm trying to lose weight. Nah. I'm going to pass on that one. All right. Very briefly, the animal world. The Cincinnati Zoo revealed that their new baby hippo is a male calf. I don't know if they've named him yet. Probably have a contest or something. So baby hippo is swimming around and doing great. He's doing good. That was from Fiona. Was it Fiona the hippo is his mom? She's the proud mama. So those are always cool, man. I don't think I don't know. I think there's a lot of hippos in the wild, though. I don't think they need to be bred in captivity like that. I don't know. All right, here's an Idaho man. This isn't the one you're thinking of, though. He broke a state record when he reeled in a massive catfish measuring 42 and a half inches long. That's a big-ass catfish. His name's Paul Newman, and it's definitely not the same dude. He was at the Snake River CJ Strike Reservoir, and he hooked the group's only fish of the day, a gigantic catfish. What did it weigh in at? 37 pounds. So that's a cook out there, boy. All right, now over to an Irish theme park. What? Why? But they have fucking buffalo on it, and three bison escaped the Irish theme park. So if you live in the tri-state area, I don't know, not sure where this is in Ireland, but it's not a big country, man. You're bound to bump into those bison, so be careful. You're traveling. A bear in Montana was locked in a couple's car for nearly 8 hours. Boy, was he pissed. It was getting hot in there, you know, and he's like, hey, what the fuck? So, how'd they get him out of there? And, oh, geez, 8 hours. So, what'd they do? They used a stick to open a door from a safe distance, freeing the mother bear. And I guess she just said thank you and took off. It was a Subaru, probably SUV-type vehicle. And now they're going to call the bear Subaru. Because they're hilarious. Yeah, and GC picnic they stole a picnic basket while he was at it. Let's see. Loose monkey sightings reported in Florida. Enough said. Florida's teeming with monkeys, man. And little monkeys, too, that will fuck your ear. Jump on your head and fuck your ear. You don't want them. All right. Rail service interrupted when a 110-pound tortoise wandered onto the tracks. Well, I'm glad they stopped and helped him out. It's a big-ass fucking tortoise that probably doesn't belong there, wherever this is. Oh, it's in England. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they grow giant tortoises in England, but I don't know where he came from. All right. One more animal story. A lost dog. Well, he was a stolen dog, actually. He was stolen when he was 6 months old. 5 years later, he was recovered when authorities picked him up as a stray, and it was because he had the chip in his ear. So, if I do get a dog in the fall, I think I'm going to put a microchip in his ear. case he gets lost. Then they'll find me. I'll have my dog. All right. Here we go. Woman with longest fingernails ever grew them out of a heartbreaking reason. Oh, I should have read this beforehand. Why did she do that? So she wanted to be like her mom. Oh, okay. Oh, and then she quit cutting her nails after her daughter, Letitia, died at the age of 16 from an asthma attack. I don't know why that would lead you to never cut your fingernails again, but God bless you, Diana Armstrong, and your 42 feet. Wow! 42 foot, 10.4 inch long fingernails. How, and I'll ask the question, even if she does have a squatty potty, how in the F and F does she wipe? All right? Seriously. She needs a bidet. She's got to have a bidet. All right. Monster truck breaks world record at 101.84 miles an hour in Ohio. Woohoo! Ew. All right. It was high. Fastest monster truck. Whoopee. All right. Fitness YouTubers do pull-ups from helicopter treads, break world record. Netherlands fitness experts perform pull-ups on the treads of like the landing gear of the helicopter there. 24 pull-ups in 1 minute, breaking the previous record of 23. Not good for you. Get a life. All right. Get away from me. All right, Scotland. Going over to Scotland. Scottish Adventure Park installs the world's largest inflatable obstacle course. I'm not impressed. All right. Here we go. Now, this hasn't been official, but a Mexico City chef assembled a 242.7-foot torta sandwich, which he believes could be the world record. Unfortunately, there is no record for the longest torta sandwich, so they're hoping that they will, you know, because the longest sandwich in the world ain't going to get that. That thing's 2,411 feet, 5 inches. But the torta sandwich, good luck with that, man. The chefs at the Mexico City, we're pulling for you over here at the Possum because, man, we're sandwich fans. All right. I like a good sandwich. An Idaho company. We're getting closer, kiddies. Hold on. All right. Let's see here. No. You don't have to. Don't leave yet, GT. We got Hellroy's coming up, man. New Hellroy's. I know the drummer, man. He's a friend of mine. An Idaho company cooks up the world's largest mac and cheese. Ugh! A vat of mac and cheese that weighed in at 4,742 pounds. Oh, boy. I just got fatter reading that. I did have some mac and cheese, though, when I was down at the Geta Fest. I had Geta Mac, spicy Geta Mac. And I gotta tell you, it was good. All right, and, okay. A Minnesota farm's 110-acre corn maze is believed to be the world's largest. That's pretty cool. 110-acre corn maze. If you've ever been in a corn maze, 110 acres of that shit would really get on my last fucking nerve, and I'd probably start screaming for help. But good luck to them. I have ambulances standing by. That's a lot of... Can you imagine taking your kids to that? No. It would be a bad weekend trip. 110 acres of a corn maze. I know when I was a little kid, that would drove me out of my gourd. Get us out of here. I want to watch cartoons. All right. And finally, an Idaho man hits a volleyball 515 times in 1 minute for a world record. Wow. Used alternating wrists to hit a volleyball 515 times in 1 minute. I didn't watch the video, man. How's he doing this? All right. Skip ahead. He's got the ball. And what's he doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? All right, come on. Do it. Oh, he's just like bouncing it back and forth between his fists. Bing, 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 bing. Volleyball. 515 times in 1 minute. Oh, big deal, dude. But, you know, it did kind of make me aware of science, technology, and engineering, mathematics education, STEM education, for some reason. O says he'd lose the kids and would be bored. DT to eat his way through that bad boy. He says, fuck that shit, man. Full steam ahead. All right, man, nothing else. I mean, other than the FBI raiding Bobo's cabana down there, nothing else happened, so carry on.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
That was my buddy, who's the drummer for that band, the Hellroys, man. They're a local band, and they kick ass. I don't like playing them if I'm not going to say, go buy their music, man. However you buy music, spend your music dollars on the Hellroys. Download them from whatever source you download them. But pay. Make it a legitimate transaction. Or buy the physical CD. I'm thinking of buying... they got a physical CD. I want to go see them, man. I had a really good chance. They were close by, but I don't like going out. And my ears are ringing as it is. I don't know if I could do a live Hellroy show, man. Oh, I'm such an old fart. They can't be that much younger than me. Oh, well. The Hellroy. I wonder if they pressed any vinyl. Nope. I doubt it. But they've been around for a while, man. They put out several albums, or whatever you call a collection of music that an artist releases. So yeah, go buy them. Spend the money on Hellroys. Dean, thank you for the nice, kind words of the riveting, news report. Okay. Well, GT, now's the time. Now's the time where you might want to take a few... Although, I will say this about tonight's yodel. There is not a whole hell of a lot of yodeling going on in this yodel. Dr. Cake is going to... I know Dr. Cake's going to be like, where's the rest of the yodeling? But it's worth it because it's... none other than Kenny Rogers, probably the greatest of all the yodelers, I would say. A giant in his field, a legend in his own mind. Indeed, it's yodeling time. Where's the sound effect for GT? Huh. Oh, there it is. But hang around, you might like it, man.
Yo!
Chocolate ice cream.
Said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said, and then she made some gingerbread. And I went out, just me alone, and got my chocolate ice cream cone. Stubbed my toe upon a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little puppy came along and took a great big lick. And so I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sit down, and he chased me all over town. So now I'm lost, can't find my home, and all because because of that chocolate ice cream cone. And all because of that chocolate, chocolate, chocolate ice cream cone.
There was a little bit of Yodo in there, and just a little bit.
Ricola. Ricola. Ricola.
But it was great anyway. He's down in second. He's down in there. Triple. You got that right, Jack.
Grenache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who does that?
That was, what did I say? I don't know. I forget now. Jim Dandy was his name. Kenny Roberts. I used to know a guy named Kenny Roberts. I should know. I should remember.
Happy birthday, everybody.
And GT made it through the fucking thing. Thank you, GT. I appreciate that, man. You're a stand-up guy. Why don't you sit down? All right. Well, he had a little yodel in there, man. Oh, Dr. Cake says she doesn't count that as a yodel, man. What do I got? What do I got? What do I got? All right. How about these apples?
Time for this
check,
I said bullshit.
Nice. Alrighty. I'm a boogie woogie. Well, thanks everybody for coming. I hope Gumby's okay. I'm sure he's okay. Our positive thinking. That Norman Vincent Peale? Some shit. I've got a great idea for a book. What it is I'm going to do screen caps of all the shows where I see that weird thing that hangs on the wall in all the old shows. With the it looks like a clock with a thing on top. There might be a barometer. I'm not sure. But they have them in every damn show. You open the scene, and there Jim Hardy is. Tales of Wells Fargo, there's the thing. On every office wall is that stupid thing. Three Stooges, there's that stupid thing. Father Knows Best, they got a big-ass one right there in the foyer. Hey, you didn't know they had a foyer. Oh, yeah, and they got a foyer, and they got one of them huge things, whatever the fuck that thing is, and I got to figure out what to call it, and then that'll be the title of the book. Be like a coffee table book, like about barometers. But what is, I don't know, man. It just seems like some kind of like Masonic conspiracy. But that's in every fucking show. Oak knows what I'm talking about, but he's never seen one in person, and neither have I. And I would love to find one like on eBay or something, man. Have one on my wall. He'd come into my house and be like, "Oh my God, am I on TV? Is this live? Is this going out now?" All right. We got time for a quickie toonie, if you want to do a quickie toonie. A goodie. Good goodie. Ford sent this along a while back. Hit it!
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for living. They just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Pretty wise. man of the cloth. Call him Amos Mose. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left thumb gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. There's a cat called Doc Mills south and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Mills south and his pretty wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Possum Hall of Famer there. Jerry Reed, man. Can't beat that with a stick. He was so great. And he never did a bad song. I don't think. I liked everything he did. Cool guy. Not a bad actor either. I liked him in every movie I saw him in. He was hilarious in Waterboy. And, yeah, he held his own in the Bandit movies. And, had a particularly interesting role as a movie starring Robin Williams, Walter Matthau, and Jerry Reed. What was that called? I'll have to look it up, but it was they were survivalists. Jerry Reed was just a crook, or a hold-up guy, and Walter Matthau was just like, reacting to everything through the whole movie, going, oh, geez. And Robin Williams was manic and talking very fast, as you might imagine. So, all right. So thanks, everybody, for coming. We'll beam us out of here. And we'll check in with Gumby at a certain time and see if he enjoyed his nap there. All righty. Thank you for coming, everybody. It was real. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we ready to beam out? No, we're not ready to beam out yet. Okay. Yeah. Everybody drive safely and be kind to one another and only say bad things about Uncle Bobo. Alright? Alright, here we go. Energize.
We're in the money. We're in the money. Yes, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. And the skies are sunny. Old man trouble, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, come on my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, roll it along. Never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack dab in his good eye. We're in the money.
rolling. Hey, Lord.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.